Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dana, who's a bartender and who has a family, and we have a Get Marty a care package put together for her. Cash and gift certificates and that sort of thing, because it's been hell just trying to pay the bills. She sent me an email this morning. January 22nd should have been a wonderful day for my daughter who turned 14. It's also the day my father lost his life to COVID. I received the phone call January 17th. I was on a plane to Las Vegas where my family lives. I was unable to be with my father, nor was I able to speak to him. January 22nd, 5:36 p.m., my father passed away. Not only are people losing jobs, money, homes, I lost my father. And what's being done? A vaccine that isn't available. Everyone keeps pointing fingers. How about all these politicians? For once, do something for the people. What's really going on? Are you able to bring back my father? That's the reality of it, man. It's Marty Griffin. Morning. Horrible. Broke my heart. Read that at 5 a.m. Look, folks, I don't pick a party. I don't pick a political party. I pick a side. I pick the truth. I pick you. Let's make a difference together. I got a text message from someone I trust, from a numbers guy, from a research guy, from a father, from a son, from a community leader who said, this sucks. Flat out, this sucks. And wants to speak out about it and cannot believe, because this guy drills down on issues. This guy gets to the truth and he can't wrap his arms around the hysterical inability to manage this vaccine program. City Controller Michael Lamb. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you?
Well, express your frustration, please, to our listeners, sir.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been dealing with this, and I know we have a lot of seniors in our area, and we're trying to help people through this process. And obviously, when you have a system that is web-based, internet-based, that's not the best situation for 80-year-olds or 90-year-olds to manage. And so we try to help people through this process. And what's frustrating is the communications around it, because everyone knows. I mean, there's no one that doesn't realize that there are more people eligible for this vaccine right now than there is vaccine available. And that's the truth. And that's something that we're all ready to deal with and can understand. But when you point out problems in this distribution and the spokespeople keep coming out and say, well, you need to be patient because you need to understand that there's less vaccine than there are people eligible. That's not the answer. There's got to be a better answer than that. And just telling us to be patient isn't fixing the problem. And as we've seen, there's been no coordination. There's very little order to this. There are the various vendors and suppliers aren't creating wait lists so you can go on and sign on, and when they're ready, they can get back to you and say, okay, come in and get your vaccine, even if it's 3 weeks from now or a month from now. That in itself would put a lot of the people that I'm dealing with at rest, you know, at ease, but knowing that at least they're on a list and they're going to get their vaccine. Right now, they can't even get to that stage, and so they've left everyone fending for themselves. And the various vendors and providers, their processes are so ridiculous. Some of these sites, you log onto the site, they make you wait for hours just to get into the site so that they can then tell you that there's no availability. And you need to do this time and time again. There are people spending 7 and 8 hours a day online trying to get in to one or more of these sites. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
City Controller Michael Lamb. Hey, Michael, you're an actuarial type thinker. You're a researcher. You're an attorney. You always drill down on numbers, where there's waste, where there's fraud, and how you would fix it. What would you do today, sir, to fix this?
Well, the easiest thing to do is what they've done all along, what the pharmacies have done for their entire existence. I went to the doctor a couple of years ago. He told me I should get the shingles vaccine. I got the first shot of the shingles vaccine. When it was time to get the second shot, there was a shortage. They didn't have the vaccine. What did I do? I went to this pharmacy. They said, put your name on the list. We'll call you when we have it. That was it. 2 months later, they had the vaccine. They called me. I went down and got the shot. That's all they have to do. They would save so much angst and so much so much time if they would just let people do that. Just create waiting lists for these people. Don't make them continue to wait online. Don't make them continue to fill out ridiculous amounts of information just to get shot. You know, some of these sites, I was on a site, one of the sites just this, yesterday, trying to help a senior. They make you fill out your medical information and bio information. Just to say try again later. But they ask questions like, what's your mother's maiden name? How's that?
Who the hell cares?
When you're getting an inoculation. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of them require your insurance card. Well, it's a free vaccine. We all know it's not going on your insurance. So why do they need all that information? And when you're a volunteer and you're helping a senior, you're not likely to have all that information. So why can't we just get to a situation where, you know, these various pharmacies around the state who have been approved for this, and there'll continue to be more, why can't they just have a system that they've had all their careers and all of their lives, which is, we're going to help our patient, we're going to help our customers, and we're not just going to tell them to be patient because there's not enough vaccine. We're going to get them on a list, and we're going to let them give them some idea that they know at some point in the future you're going to get a call and you're going to get a vaccine.
City Control, I'm losing my mind. Michael Lamb. Michael, this is personal for you because your parents are in this bind you're talking about,
actually,
right?
Actually, my in-laws. Yeah, my in-laws. You know, my father-in-law is 90 years old. My mother-in-law is 86. And we have been trying since the day that they opened up this availability to people of their age. We've been trying since then to get them into a vaccine, and we've yet to get them in somewhere.
Have you reached out to other political leaders and said, I'll help, here's some ideas, and do they listen, sir?
Well, you know, that's the thing. We've been talking to people. Part of the problem of this pandemic is you're not running into people like you normally do, you know, so you do have to talk. I was on a Zoom call with a couple of our state reps earlier in the week, and we talked a little bit about it and the problems that they're having. And to me, the problem is that we know there's a problem. We know that there's less vaccine. But we got to be better about communicating about people about what to do about it and how to deal with it. And that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to a simple communication. And right now, the communication line is the same one. People need to be patient because there's less vaccine than there are people eligible. We get that. We're not stupid. We get that. What the problem is, we've got to be a little more customer friendly and letting people know what to do about that and how to deal with that and coordinating the response to that. I mean, this right now is just has been not a good situation at all.
Horrible. Michael, thank you, sir. I appreciate your honesty.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.